news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senator Bernie Sanders announced Wednesday that he was suspending his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination.
But as I see the crisis gripping the nation, exacerbated by a president unwilling or unable to provide any kind of credible leadership, and the work that needs to be done to protect people in this most desperate hour, I cannot in good conscience continue to mount a campaign that cannot win and which would interfere with the important work required of all of us in this difficult hour.
Today, Senator Bernie Sanders announced he was dropping out of the 2020 Democratic race. I guess during a pandemic, crazy ideas like Medicare for All just don't resonate. Bernie addressed his supporters this afternoon in a live stream.
I want to thank the many hundreds of thousands of Americans who attended our rallies, town meetings, and house parties from New York to California. Some of these events had over 25,000 people, some had a few hundred, and some had a dozen.
You know, listening to Bernie Sanders makes me nostalgic for a time in America when anything seemed possible, like having a dozen people in a room. Bernie was grateful for everyone who contributed to his grassroots movement.
I want to thank the 2 million Americans who have contributed financially to our campaign. Thank you for your 10 million contributions, averaging
$18.50. $18.50, which I am told these days is enough to get you half a Clorox wipe. I'm going to miss that. Sanders made sure his supporters knew that the fight for economic justice is far from over.
Nelson Mandela, one of the great freedom fighters in modern world history, famously said, and I quote, "It always seems impossible until it is done."
To which Joe Biden replied, "Hey, my old buddy Nelson Mandela, you know, I got arrested with him once in Wakanda." Then Bernie broke the hard news as gently as he could.
"I wish I could give you better news, but I think you know the truth. And that is that we are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible."
Bernie Sanders is saying Bernie Sanders can't win. Man, he is going to catch hell from Bernie Sanders supporters.
To those Democrats who were not Bernie Sanders supporters, allow for a mourning period, please. The United States saw a record 1,922 coronavirus deaths on Wednesday, up from the previous high of 1,858 set Tuesday. New York also reported its highest 24-hour coronavirus death toll for the second straight day, with 779 deaths. Governor Andrew Cuomo said it was a very real possibility that deaths were being undercounted because some people were dying at home. But there has been a decline in new COVID-19 cases. One model used to track the outbreak estimated last week that more than 90,000 people would die from COVID-19 in the U.S. by August. But on Wednesday, it dropped the estimate to just over 60,000. The right-wing idiots who dominate television and radio are saying it was all overblown. But Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, said the drop showed that social distancing and stay-at-home policies were working. But there's no denying the scary trends. Just look at how the number of Americans who've died has almost doubled over the course of this week alone. On Monday morning, the total number reported was 9,648. On Tuesday, it was 10,993. Wednesday, 12,911. And on Thursday, that number had jumped to 14,808. While we're talking numbers, 6.6 million more people filed for unemployment benefits last week. The three-week, truly shocking toll now stands at 16.6 million Americans who have filed for unemployment compensation. As a reminder, before this crisis, the record for claims in a single week was 695,000. Now, as bad as these unemployment claims are, the true number is probably much larger, given reports from around the country that state unemployment offices are overwhelmed. People can't get through. Here in Florida, where I live, they've set up drive-up stations to pick up a paper application. Yeah. As you've likely discovered by now, Donald Trump's standard response to anything that doesn't go his way is to blame everyone else. The AP's Jonathan Lemire assembled the targets on whom the orange one has attempted to place the blame for the spread of the virus here in the U.S. Quote, first it was the media that was at fault. Then Democratic governors came under fire. China, President Barack Obama, and federal watchdogs have all had a turn in the crosshairs. And now it's the World Health Organization that's to blame? Yep, Trump started attacking the WHO in earnest on Tuesday.
The WHO, that's the World Health Organization, they've been wrong about a lot of things. And they had a lot of information early. They called it wrong. They missed the call. They could have called it months earlier. They would have known. And they should have known. And they probably did know.
And on Wednesday, Trump said the administration will freeze $452 million in appropriations to support public health efforts by the World Health Organization while investigating its stance with China and the pandemic. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, responded.
The focus of all political parties should be to save their people. Please don't politicize this virus. It exploits the differences you have at the national level. If you want to be exploited, and if you want to have many more body bags, then you do it.
Tedros didn't respond to Trump by name, but stressed the importance of working together to fight a common public health threat. Nearly 1.5 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed worldwide. The pandemic has been blamed already for 88,567 deaths. And just to prove that we know so little about this novel coronavirus, the New York Times is out with a new report that casts doubts on the timeline of the spread of the virus, saying that new research indicates that the coronavirus began to circulate in the New York area by mid-February, weeks before the first confirmed case, and that travelers brought in the virus mainly from Europe, not Asia. The more you know. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.